Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the Hooters bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. Transition Management Advisors is his company. And the new offering, Jim, remind me?
It's called Constituent Hub.
All right. And tell us what that is.
Taking care of those constituents in a change leadership situation.
Right. Tell us how that works. That's technology, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be an enterprise software as a service offering. We're getting rolling this year with software rolling out. And it helps organizations lead large change and automates that process so that we actually do the right thing.
How big an organization will it work in?
We're targeting in that 200 employees and up is
right.
Really the target market.
Would
for
it
that.
Have a couple thousand folks?
Yes, absolutely. And up, so the biggest organization
okay.
Will be able to handle this. Right.
Good. All right. So check it out, folks. You can find it all at jimcantarucci.com. Two CCs before the I on the end there. Okay, Jim, one of the things we've been talking about, high-performance cultures that create value. And we've talked about the different things that cause that, what it looks like, whose job it is to take care of this, and where the value is going to come from, what value looks like. And now you're going to ask a question, Jim. Ask your question.
I think we have to be very blunt, Jim. In big companies, you can move people around that aren't performing, and they can hide for a little while. You know, we used to always joke about the vice president of Europe. You know, we'd send them over there with the ejection seat, right? in high-performance
culture.
Send
them over there with a one-way ticket.
Right, exactly right. In a high-performance environment, we don't have the ability to do that. We have one simple question. It's very blunt. Are you valuable or are you overhead? If you're overhead, you have to go home.
Uh-huh.
You can't work here.
Yeah.
So we're looking at it. Really encompasses everything we're talking about. It sounds mean.
How do we define that? I mean, how do we say you're overhead? You're not valuable.
Well, think about it this way: that new employee that doesn't know anything.
Uh-huh.
That we bring in their first day,
right.
They're learning things, they're trying to figure out where to sit and what to do and so
right.
on. They should still be creating value. That's the idea. And you start at the hiring process, so they come in creating value, and you let them learn at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a mindset, Jim. So if our mindset is that we have to be about value creation, we're always asking about it. We're always talking about it. Our one-on-one meetings, our development is about how do you get better so you can create more value?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to learn so that you can get better and create more
mm-hmm.
value? That mindset is always there. The biggest problem with employee engagement is knowing that the guy across from you is just coasting, and nobody cares about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a high-performance culture. We would be challenging that person to not coast and to create value all the time because
is overhead. It also puts the responsibility on us to train them to get them ready to contribute, right? Because some companies don't do a good job of that.
It's a two-way street. One, I'm responsible as the leader to make sure they have all the tools they have, and they're responsible to get the tools and grab
mm-hmm.
them as
mm-hmm.
necessary. And that's what high performance is about. Some people have never experienced this, Jim. That's why we're talking about it. But that's what it looks like. And to have the person who just shows up and punches the time clock doesn't cut it. That's
mm-hmm.
the overhead we're talking about. And
do
they have to go home. They just can't work here.
Do we
right?
see, and we're talking about real conversations here, folks. So Jim, do you help your people? Okay, this is what value looks like. This is what we've all agreed that this is what contributing value looks like.
And we'll reinforce it along the way.
As we come along, as we go through this thing over the next few months or a year or whatever, you know, somebody may walk up to you and say, "Tell us how you're creating value."
Yeah. Well, not sometime, every day.
Okay.
So when there's a situation, I'm not going to say, Jim, you did a bad job on that, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to ask you the question, Jim, how did you create value in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
See, we think this way. We talk this way mm-hmm. all the time. you're going to say, wow, I don't think I created any value. In fact, I created some negative value. Okay, good. Lesson taught.
And
move
see,
on.
That's a really important thing you brought up in the last segment. The concept of negative value. That's a big deal. I mean, I think most people don't even think about that. They don't even know that exists. I think that's really an important thing to think about. JimCantarucci.com, CanTarucci.com is the website. Personal Brilliance is his book. And you need to go there and check out all the new stuff he's got going on. Hey, Jim, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I'm happy to do it anytime.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Jim joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.